Podtacular, episode 110, Halo 2 Maps, for the week of April 23rd, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm your host, JVP.
Hey, what's up? It's Dweezil.
Hey!
And I'm Chucky J.
What's up, Chuck?
Woohoo! What's up?
Woohoo!
Yeah!
I'm pumped, right. Man.
Yes! It's a party.
Yeah.
It's a party.
High five.
High five.
Oh, man. Welcome aboard, fellas.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm a Chucky.
Wow.
So we have
shape of wizard. Okay.
We have Dweezil from TideTheLeader.com. Welcome, Dweezil.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's happening, man?
Dweezil.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Tide the Leader is and what you do there?
It's a gaming community of mature gamers, and I'm one of the overlords, one of the leaders, and I also write on the Tide the Leader blog.
Awesome, awesome. You also have a column. You interviewed me and Fumo a while back, actually.
That's right.
Why don't you tell us a little about that column you have there?
It's the 22 questions interview. I've been doing it for about a year now, and it's where I just, you know, profile someone in the community, gaming community in general, sometimes more specifically the Halo community, and just ask them some fun questions about this or that.
Yeah. Cool.
Put it up. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was a pleasure being interviewed, and I did enjoy reading past interviews, like Liquid Nub and Mojive. Yeah, man.
Do you sometimes get too much information?
Ah. Yeah, well, I mean, can you remember off the top of your head anything crazy somebody might have said?
I don't know. I don't know if I ask this question as much anymore, but one of the questions I do is the closest you've come to death, and sometimes people
you ask me that one.
Ridiculous answers.
Yeah.
It really, like, I mean, mine, I might have almost drowned at, like, some camp or something when I was 5, and someone else might have, like, fallen off a cliff and bashed out all their teeth and had to crawl 7 miles and, like, I don't know, ride a camel across a desert, and it just makes my life seem a lot more simple.
Wait, wait, fall off a cliff and then ride a camel across a desert?
It happens.
That is
clearly never been to the
out
desert.
Of their teeth. Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, everyone you asked me that question. I mean, mine was simple, you know. But I was choking on cream corn. But yeah.
So Chucky, man, tell us about now. You work. You do the Godtacular study at Podtacular. Can you tell us a little about that and what the deal is with that?
That's right. Well, it's a Bible study that you started back in the fall, Fumo. I've taken it over this. I guess in March I took it over, and we lead it in the Halo 2 pregame lobby, and so we can fit up to 16 people in there. I think we've maxed out at 12 or so, and we just talk about different Bible studies. We just finished talking about how to make right choices, and next time we're going to start a new discussion that's not going to rely quite so much on people being at the previous study.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean... you know, it's a great job you guys are doing, and you know, you guys even made it to Kotaku and GamerScoreBlog.com, and you know, just an indication that, you know, when you do something good, it gets rewarded and gets recognized for what it is, you know.
Yeah,
so big ups to you and the rest of everybody else.
Thank you for your help with that, JVP. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. It's definitely for a good cause.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, Chucky, you do a better job than I ever did, definitely on that, because it's good, man. I really get a lot out of these studies, and I really enjoy them every week, definitely. So.
Yeah.
And where can they find out more information on that? If someone wants to check out the studies, or.
Well, go to the Podtacular website on the forums, and we have a just a topic started on the forums about the Bible study. And people can just say there that they want to come, and I'll add them to my friends list, or we'll get someone else to do it so that they can come and join us.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Remember, potacular.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get this show on the road.
Do it. Well, this is the
Woo!
Halo 2 map show, which we're so pumped about these Halo 2 maps, man. I mean, I know, I think all of us here were going crazy last night playing these, you know, pretty much all night.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to our significant other's, like, dismay, sort of, probably. But, whatever. It's temporary. But, yeah, yep. we're rocking these maps. There's so much to talk about on this show. This is going to be a great show, man. I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely...
Yes.
$4 well spent.
By far.
Amen.
I mean, I could spend $4 on lunch. If I'm lucky. And, I mean... If you're spending $4 on lunch, it's a bad lunch.
And so it just comes out the other end.
Exactly. It doesn't last too long. Especially for only $4. But that's for a whole other show.
That's for another show? We're going to talk about that?
When lunch goes bad.
That's for the $4 lunch show, which is next week.
All right. Well, I'll get to Axe Attack. He sent us an email, and he says, "Sup, guys? This morning, while fragging trucks on the expressway, remember today was the day for the new maps. Thank God. Anyway, the maps are amazing in my opinion, Tombstone being my favorite. I was exploring Tombstone for an awesome tip for the show, and this is the best tip I have so far. Don't try to jump outside of the map, at least not from the hanging lights on the wall. Because apparently, you fall to your death. If you try to jump out of the map... Oh, okay, you fall to your death if you try to jump out of the map. He also says, hey, by the way, I have noticed one thing about Halo 3 wishlist. Not to diss anyone, but some of the wishes for it are like asking little kids what they, what kind of topping they want on their pizza. Or the little responding ice cream. What? Okay. Not to diss creativity, but some ideas are off the wall and is nothing to do with
and so Halo. Not what Halo is about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for sticking around, Fumo. See you in the beta. Yeah, a lot of people were excited. I actually woke up, since I'm working a bit closer to home, I woke up at 5 o'clock. Just so I could download the maps. And I downloaded them at 5:30 and walked them around. I mean, nobody was on, obviously, at that time. And, you know, checked them out real quick. But, you know, I mean, just thinking about it on Monday, you know, I was like, wow, I got to get up early, just download them. Which sounds dorky, you know. My wife's looking at me right now like, what?
Got up early?
Just for that? But if it was to buy some milk, you wouldn't get up early.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of us were playing that like crazy. Let's see. Dweezil, why don't you get the next one, man?
All right. Ultima Killer says, I like Tombstone over Desolation. In Tombstone, there are a lot to explore. There's a lot to explore. For example, there are many rooms and tight corners, which are great for the up-close game. It's also great that all the power weapons are out in the open, so it's not too easy to get them. In Desolation, it's a very dull map. It's basically a redone Warlock, and why do you have vehicles on the map? It's really small, and with the lifts, you can send them flying. I agree about the close quarters. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell on Tombstone, they have like that shotgun in the control room, so you can, you know, it's basically setting you up for for some hallway death matches.
Yeah, I got a funny story about Tombstone yesterday. I was crouch walking into the red camp to get the flag, and somebody came running around the corner with a shotgun, and I'm like, no, and boom! I mean, it just caught me out there. I mean, I'm sure it was luck. I mean, I was crouching, so obviously he didn't know I was there. But, I mean, once I saw him with the shotgun, I knew it was over. So there was nowhere to run because I was trapped in the hallway.
Game over,
but,
man.
But, yeah, about Desolation, I mean, yeah, it's straight to the point, you know. It's just strictly action, and there ain't really much else you can do. It's, I mean, there's a few little passageways where you can kind of, you know, recover your shields. But, I mean, yeah, it's too much like Warlock, and, you know, it's okay. I wasn't too crazy about that one.
Well, they originally pitched it kind of as a competitive map, very simple, you know, flags on both sides, symmetrical, so, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting anything really, really big, crazy, spectacular, but, you know, it's a solid, very straightforward map.
Oh, I really like Desolation because I really like close quarters and close to mid-quarter combat, and I think Desolation does a great job at that. In particular, I think it's a major improvement over the previous map, over, what's the name of it? The one it's based on Halo 1.
Yeah, yeah, Warlock.
No. Well, you know what I mean. No, it starts with a D. Anyway, the one that's based on Halo 1. I used to play that a lot.
That one.
I used to play that a lot in Halo 1. You guys are like screaming at me right now in the to your iPods.
Yeah.
I used to play a lot in Halo 1, and I really liked that map actually because you know, there was, you could get in some interesting fights, and generally everywhere you were there was a little bit scattered cover, but there was cover that you could find. You know, pretty much around where you were. And what's cool is those back corners that used to be dead ends, that you now have ramps that go up to the next level, so you can actually, you actually have a way out if you get trapped in there, which is really cool, because otherwise it's hard to fight your way out of that corner. I mean, you know, we'll get into more detail on some of the other things I like about Desolation, definitely, but I really think it's a great map, and I think Tombstone's great too, and I think Desolation is also great for certain game types in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that.
Yeah, it all depends what game type you're playing. We tried all different type of game types in each map, and you know, to me, you know, like Capture the Flag and Oddball Slayer. I mean, those are the type of games you can play in Desolations, and of course, Hang 'Em High. I mean, Tombstone. You can pretty much play everything in that one. And I guess they wanted to balance out small and big maps, and you know, it's a good thing they brought out one of each. So let's go to our favorite submitter, Scrawny Pale Man.
Yeah. All right, Scrawny Pale Man says, Tombstone, definitely my favorite of the two. At first I thought it was like a mechanical Beaver Creek because it had the river and the sewage running through the middle. Being the person I am, I immediately tried to get out of the map just for the heck of it. Luckily, the place that would be most obvious to try immediately killed you, saying you fell to your death. I'm glad that for a while no one will be sniping from outside the map. Yeah, I guess that's not true anymore. Desolation. At first, I thought Desolation was sort of boring. I saw just a circle with two levels and different colored sides. But once I explored it, I found it would be very interesting for ambushing and machinima.
Mm-hmm.
If Desolation is in Halo 3, then it would be perfect for traps, like setting a trip mine in one of the tunnels, and ba-bam! A guy walks into it.
Yeah.
Wow, you know what kind of mayhem that would cause? I mean, if landmines in such a small map?
Yeah.
And he also says that it's he's got a new game type called Trickster where you put ghosts on there and you set the time so it doesn't run out. And he's been playing that with Kikamanjaro and Samus117. All you need to do is boost towards the grab lifts by pressing A, which will make you do a wheelie, and then you let go of the boost and you'll fly in the air doing all kinds of tricks. So that sounds really cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So you can do a backflip on there. It's pretty sweet. Nice.
Cool. It's good to see our first tip.
Yeah. Hey, they were talking
actually,
about
it's not the
first,
but first custom type game, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, they were talking about the fall to your death thing. Can someone go into detail, like explain how that works with the top level and then the side levels?
Well, yesterday someone had mentioned that they tried to. There's some looks like stadium lights.
Yeah.
When you're in the blue base, yeah. You make a left, you go towards that long catwalk that you know, it's kind of broken in the middle. And then right above that, as you're trying to get to the red base, there's some lights. And I actually tried jumping on, but I didn't, like, go crazy trying it. But I was like, wow, I wonder if I can jump up there. And then somebody had mentioned that they did, and they just fell to their death. You know, said some were actually saying that the Guardians kill you automatically.
Yeah, I tried that earlier today, and you can jump onto the light. But then as soon as you try to jump up further onto, like, the wall part, mm-hmm. It says you fall into your death. So
yeah.
Which could be an indication of things to come in Halo 3. I mean, who knows? Maybe they just automatically get rid of all the exploration altogether and kind of, like, set that invisible barrier where you just die automatically. You know, you get penalized.
For being a cheeto.
I actually noticed on the Desolation how they also have the invisible barrier, and I didn't even notice this on purpose, but I was playing on that map with a bunch of people, and someone was on the upper level, so I tried to sword up to them, and it flung me up into the air, and I hit the ceiling and just died. I didn't even go that high up, but it, like, really bugged me. I was like, man, I don't want to keep doing this on this map and just, like, watch myself fall to my death in the air. Whoa, it totally surprised the hell out of me. I just lunged up. I was like, whoa, I went really... flew in the air.
Wow. Yeah, they have... On Tombstone, like, there's certain parts of the map where you can actually get on top of the map, but you can't get outside of the map in the same way that you could on Turf and some of these things. But you can get on the upper level, like, right on the edge. I saw a video of it today from what is it? That tricking site.
High Impact Halo.
Exactly, High Impact Halo. And they had a link on there from HBO, actually, that showed how to do that. But the thing is that's not really any better than getting in the lights, technically, because, you know, once you're in the lights, you can shoot anyone from a high distance, too. So I'm kind of glad they put the whole thing in there. They also have, like you were saying, on Desolation, they have a ceiling barrier. They have the same thing on Tombstone if you try to super jump. I mean, they tried to minimize that as much as possible, but apparently there are one or two super jumps on the map. However, if you super jump, you immediately hit the barrier at the top, and it says you fell to your death. Which, I mean, for me, as far as, like, competitive play, that's awesome. I mean, it kind of sucks for the guys that just want to do all this tricking and explore the map. But, you know, ultimately, when it comes down to that, to them resetting the levels, them wanting to have a competitive, even playing field, and that really does it. So I appreciate them doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty. Well, next one is Longshot. I think you're up, fool.
All right. Well, Longshot says, Tombstone takes Hang'em High to another level, in my opinion, because of the tactical possibilities now due to some of the minor tweaks to overall design. Along with some nifty little jumps and clever weapon layouts, such as the location of the rocket launcher, I especially like the addition of the secret entrance located in the tunnel area under Red Base, which is that blown-out area. In Hang'em High, they had that tunnel area under Red Base. It's actually on the side of the map. Where, you know, you can cruise around there, but now the roof of that, which is actually the floor of just the side of Red Base, is blown out, like there's an explosion there. So you can jump up out of that tunnel area without going up a ramp out into the Red Base. And now kind of bring it up that way, which is really cool, because actually Red Base is tough to defend that way, because if people are coming up there, and then they're coming up the front side too, and then, like, from all the entrances at once, it's really hard to, you know, defend the tower area against those guys. So that's really cool. So I also like the decision to implement BR/SMG starts here, because I can't see a wide open map like this functioning well with everyone spawning with some ineffective half a weapon. I can see some really good CTF and King of the Hill games happening here. Have you guys played King of the Hill on this yet?
On Desolation, no. Not King of the Hill.
No, on Tombstone.
Tombstone, yes. Yes, we did try it. And it was actually quite chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people would just jump from everywhere. I mean, which made it, you know, very fun because you didn't know which direction people were coming from.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Desolation, a.k.a. Monkey Madness, kicks butt as well as despite
Monkey
having...
Monkey
Madness! He says, despite having an SMG start and Sentinel beams, I love the lighting and the color scheme and think the decision to add airlifts was an excellent idea. Objective games and FFA are really going to work well on this map. I mean, definitely. There's a few game types that we tried that we're going to talk about a little bit later on that worked fantastic on this map. And we'll get into those. But, yeah, definitely, I mean, FFA, King of the Hill Games, you know, a few others that are really good. So, overall, nice job by Bungie and Certain Affinity for bringing us these maps, so we'll at least have something to occupy our time while we wait for May 16th to get here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing how, all of a sudden, two little simple maps can reinvigorate, you know, the Halo 2 community again. I mean, there were people on that I haven't seen in a while playing again, and it was good to see, you know, most of the, you know, usual crowd back on and playing custom games and exploring, you know, the maps together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll definitely keep us busy till the 16th. I mean, and actually after the beta is over with, because let's remember it's only 3 weeks long.
Right.
So we're gonna have that little itch going, and Halo 2 will be back on the road again.
I was saying, like, with the things Bungie's doing. Okay, first of all, we got the new maps. Obviously, we have the ranks being reset. We have this next week. We have the matchmaking playlist being updated, and we have the new ban hammer that specifically targets at least. We know of people that are bridging for host, which is basically anyone that's trying to cheat most likely has to bridge for host. So they're specifically targeting that problem, which is hopefully going to reduce that a lot. So we're basically, not only are we getting a new Banhammer update, but we're getting rid of all the people that have fake levels because of all the cheating they've done. So now they have to go up without being able to bridge for host. It's going to be pretty tough.
Banhammer! They're going to have to actually... play for their rank.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh my god. It was funny, the other day I was playing Team Sniper, and this dude was like listening to his radio, and you know me. I had to go, "Ooh man, somebody got a new radio today." So he goes, "Oh yeah? Well, what if I de-rank?" I'm like, "Ooh, wow." I said, "You saw my rank? It's not exactly that good. So be my guest, because next week you're going to be a zero, just like you are now." So he just stood. So he just stood quiet and he just kept playing. I was like, "Wow, okay."
Boom.
Yes. Boom. Bazoom. All right. So let me see if I can say this. Tuba ga blooba. Now that's an interesting name. And next week, I would like to know where'd you get it. Okay, he goes, "Hey, suckers. It's Tuba Hubba Luba here."
No one can pronounce the kid's name, man.
No, it's Tuba Gabluba. Tuba Gabba Luba. Anyway. I guess I was expecting to... Tuba Luba. Anyway, we're not making fun of your name. So please, do not get offended. I guess I was expecting too much of the maps because when I played them for the first time, found that they aren't didn't really meet my expectations. First, Desolation. The map I hated the most from Halo 1. Oh. I got some improvements. It's easier to find your way around the map, but I felt that you are way too vulnerable in the middle of the map, which is kind of true. Next, Tombstone. Hang 'em high. My favorite map, but I'm not sure about the about this remake. They didn't they say we're getting rid of the big ramp? Well, they didn't. And the grav lift they said was going to be replaced, but that was put on the other side of the map. And I kept finding the same weapons everywhere on both maps. I kept seeing swords, plasma rifles, brute shots, rockets, sentinel beams, shotguns on both maps. There wasn't any variety with weapons on the map. I expected to see some other weapons, like a sniper. Now that I'm done criticizing the map, I'll tell you what I like. I'll tell you what I like about them. Tombstone rocks, no pun intended. How are you? because there were some good improvements to it, like having that annoying lip that catches you when you try to jump out of the little ditch thing.
In the middle of the map. Yes.
Desolation to me is okay. I can see some cool Rumble Pit games using this map. And I liked the two grav lifts. Overall, I would say these maps are a good way to spend $4. And I hope to be having some awesome custom games on these maps. All right. Thank you, Tugabluba.
I'd like to comment on his weapon weapon originality bashing or whatever. I don't really know of many maps that have the Sentinel beam on them. So I'm pretty sure that's pretty original. And there is a sniper rifle on
Tombstone.
So there is one, and he said there wasn't.
I have to look. He found it.
Yeah, you got to look for it.
That's right.
Even though I played it, I still don't know where it's at.
But I think
it's
on top of the.
I got sniped.
I think it's crane. Yeah, on top of the crane, right above the arm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to jump to it. Okay.
All right. So yeah, I mean, you know, it was only out for a day, so I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I just learned where its location is.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what custom games are for, you know, to change the weapons.
And there's BRs, you know, spread out throughout the map as well. So you just gotta, once people figure out where all the weapons are, it's gonna be a lot, you know, better in that respect. So I'm sure you'll appreciate it more as far as the weapon placement once you figure that out.
Yeah.
Exactamundo.
Actually love how they left the needler on that one walkway. I think they had it in the original Hang'em High, that one that's now like broken down and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember picking that up on the original Hang'em High. It's definitely nostalgic.
Yep. I was pawning nubs with that needler. All right.
Who's next?
All right.
All right. Logan Payne says, "Oh, I smell machinima possibilities in the air with Tombstone." Well, I'm off, but let me sum up how I feel about the new maps. Logan Payne owns, but the maps, they own Logan. No, seriously, I can't help but keep dying on Tombstone CTF.
You and me both. Yeah, take the next one since.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a short one. That's what Gemini she said. Ace also says, can't wait for the beta, and two new maps isn't much to get excited about, really. Oh, well, that's not nice.
Ah, Gemini, you're such a pessimist.
Yeah, that's...
Negative, really.
Very
I could picture Gemini just, you know, whining about him.
I wonder if he even played
them. I don't really like two maps.
Yeah, really. Nah, probably just...
Nah, I'll make sure Gemini buys them, or else...
Snowshoes.
Kidnap his dog.
Dude, it's like I can, in a way, I can kind of understand where he's coming from if you compare it to Gears or something like that. But the thing is that they're doing those four things at once. They're two new maps, new matchmaking playlists that require the new maps for almost every matchmaking playlist out there, like for ranked matchmaking playlists, and resetting the ranks and updating the banhammer. So it's like a whole new game all over again. You know, so. I mean,
yeah, it was funny.
Haven't got back into it, man. Now's your chance. You know, this is like Halo 2 all over again. So,
now's the time. Yeah, I was speaking to a friend of mine who bought Halo on its release, and you know, he got into it for a few months, but he wasn't really a big multiplayer player to begin with. And today we were talking, and you know, I mentioned the two new maps. He goes, "They're still making maps?" I'm like, "Well, it's been a while, but yeah, you know." They made two new maps and, you know, adding different features and stuff. He goes, "Jesus, man, the game is old." I'm like, "Oh, people are starting to play again."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just like you said earlier, I was seeing, like, so many people on Halo 2 that I hadn't seen in so long.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be I'd normally like average maybe 20 or something friends online on some nights, and they'd be scattered through a bunch of different arcade games and 360 games and everything. And there was maybe like one person out of about 30 people that wasn't playing Halo 2. So I mean, it's definitely getting everyone excited and kind of back in the game.
I mean, it was sweet to see that again.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely nice.
I was just looking at. There's been 11 maps that came out since the game came out.
Wow, man. That's saying a lot. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so on to Jostev, who says, okay, first of all, we were asking, what do you think of the weapon placements? Anything new? Any particular ones create some interesting fights? He says, on Tombstone, I like how the sword and sniper are high up on the map. Excuse me. In a Slayer game, these power weapons are not easily accessible from the start, making the game more balanced. If you do take the time to get to this high place, if you take the sword, you're in a position to jump to the center of the map, basically above anyone, and take them by surprise. If you take the sniper, you're in one of the highest places already, and with the best view, and therefore the best sniping position. The rockets are on the bottom of in the sewer. Since this is the only weapon that is easily accessible to everyone, the fight towards the beginning of the game is likely to start here. So he has some gameplay tips here. In single flag CTF, the flag is based on the highest position in the corner of the map. This could possibly be the most difficult map for the offensive team. The defensive team has easy access to the two power weapons from the start, and they have a good high up sniping view of the entire map. I have no tips for the offensive, except a lot of teamwork and good luck. All right. let's see here. As far as cover on the maps, he mentioned Desolation. There's not a lot of cover unless you want to hide behind the central structure where the rocket and sword is, or on the ramp. My favorite game type is Slayer and Capture the Flag on Tombstone for the above reasons. More balanced and more teamwork. No customs as of yet. They're a work in progress. We'll post game types in the game types section at Podtech Your Forums when they are ready. Yeah.
All right. Nice one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate the good luck.
We'll need it, man.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I've had really bad luck so far on CTF on Tombstone, man. I keep getting owned, whatever team I'm on.
I don't know. Like I was telling you earlier this afternoon, Foo, I jumped into a game and I went berserk, like, you know, capturing the flag on my own three times, going and coming back with it, while all this mayhem is going on around me. And, I mean, it was like, I got the flag, and next thing you know, I'm still, you know, I still had it. I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna score.
Yeah.
So I just... Same
here, JVB.
Yeah.
I just attribute that to people not really paying attention to me. Like usual.
Yeah, really.
And letting me get mercy flags, you know.
I'm like, dopey do.
Oh, JVB, let him feel good. Let him get a few flag captures so he can stay in the game.
Don't want him to quit on me.
Man, he sucks. He sucks sores.
All right, who's up?
Yeah, who's up?
Anybody?
I'll take the next one.
All right.
KaiFX says, Desolation was an okay map. After playing several times through with some friends, I've noticed how useful the BR is at long-range assaults. The SMG default start balances this out, plus the battle rifles are quite hard to find. The grab lifts are fun to go up and down. Dangerous, but fun. Yeah. Rating-wise, I would give this map a 3 out of 5. I can't seem to put my finger on the exact reason, but something seems odd about this map. And for Tombstone, he says, I haven't played too much Halo 1, especially Hang'em High, but jumping right in, I really enjoyed this map from the beginning. What really surprised me at first was the spawn weapons. Featuring a BR plus SMG start, this map shows off that it was meant for hardcore players. With multiple power weapons on the map, it kind of reminds you of Zanzibar mixed with Foundation due to the scenery and level design. I would give this map a 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed this map, and it can make some serious capture the flag matches. Be sure to watch out for an upcoming COD TV show overviewing these maps filmed by me. Good luck and keep up the good work.
Hmm. Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
What?
No. COD TV definitely has some new material to work with. I mean,
yeah. You know. I love me some POD TV.
Word to the mother. Word up. Quigs. Quigs. He's 101.90.
Free Mars.
Quaid. All right. Quigs 101.90. He says, this is longtime viewer Quigs. Hey, what's happening? I thought the maps were awesome. I'm slightly disappointed about no snipers on Tombstone. Once again, you gotta look. Or, if they are, I didn't see them. Shout out to Cockadoodle Noob, JVB for all the first timers, Boomo Jive, and myself. Keep on bragging, trucks.
Shout out to me.
And I'm gonna get the biggest shout out to me.
Thanks,
loyal fan Quigs 101.90. Thanks a lot, Quigs. Yeah. And welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Yeah. Yeah, you know, once again, he did the same thing I did. He didn't really look around for the sniper rifle. Then again, once you're playing, you really can't look around because people just, you know, any little chance they get, oh, look at him, he's looking for something. Let me shoot him.
I know I caught some people looking at the skyline like, oh my god, look at that burning village. The colors. Yeah. Oh my god, this is magnificent on my HD.
My HD.
There's lightning above the city.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
People, look, there's lightning.
Yeah, I know.
Look
man.
At the lightning, it's so
It's so real.
Exactly, that was what was happening. I was like, yeah, that is pretty. That's melee. Awesome.
Bunk. All right. So next
up, let's see. Beasting.
All right. Beasting says, "This may just be my opinion, but I have to say that I'm not impressed with Desolation.
Oh.
Thought it had a lot of potential to be a good map, and it fell well short of my expectations." If I were to choose one word to describe it, it would be plain. There's nothing special about it. Nothing makes you want to come back for more. I was disappointed with it, but I will still play it a lot just because it is a new map. But all the same, I thought Certain Affinity did not do as much with it as they could have. Once again, this is just my opinion, so these are my expressed views, and in no way represent of Podtacular community as a whole. Thank you.
Wow.
He's covering all his bases.
Nice. Well,
of course, we encourage everyone to state their opinions, and they're all welcomed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, Desolation is going to be one of those maps that it's not going to appeal to everybody. But then again, they gotta, you know, come out with a, you know, close quarter map and a big map. So,
I'd like to give my rebuttal for Desolation if I can.
Rebuttal,
because Desolation, I think, is a freaking awesome map in its own right. The thing is that it's good for specific game types, especially we had a great time with double. I totally stumbled on this, but double Tower of Power. If you put two machine guns, turrets on the map, specifically machine guns, then it's like, and you know, set Tower of Power rules, except for set the kills to 100 instead of 250 because it just doesn't get to 250s easy. It's freaking awesome, man. It's so great because the thing is that the towers can't shoot each other, so it makes it really nice because if you're careful, if you learn like the layout, you can actually get almost across the map far enough where you're forcing them to come out and try to take you out because their gunner can't get you. And you can use those boxes really effectively because you can like put them behind the gunner and defend the gunner. You can also push him forward in the center area to kind of block the gunner to give you more cover so that it forces one of the guys to come out and give a shotgun battle to you. You can also, on the lower level, right in front of the gunner, just to the side, there's a box you can jump on top of and then jump out in front and try to shoot the gunner, the turret gunner anyway. And, nice. I mean, it just makes for some really, really great matches on double tower power. You can also get up on the ramps. The ramps are like a perfect entranceway right to the guns. So it makes it to where it's kind of like tower power in that you have to go up, you know, through the back way where the tower can't reach you to try to get to the gunners and take those out and grab those. So, dude, those are some... I really like that game. That turned out perfect.
Awesome.
But and also crazy...
We did not play that with the Needler, right?
No. With Needler, it was bad because it was way too easy to take out the gunner with the needles. So definitely with shotguns.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet nizzle.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Desolation's pretty fun with certain customs. We played a... We have a game we always play at Tide the Leader called Hogtide, which is where... And we usually play it on Zanzibar, where we have four warthogs on there, no shields, and just plasma pistols. So it's basically like punching and splatters. And really, I mean, it's really fun, nice. Though. We always have a fun time with it and loading up a party. So we put four hogs on it, and it was absolutely nuts because you're constantly like running around the outside, and then this hog will like fly out of the air and just crush you because it'll be off the little air boost thing there, and it'll just like crush you to the ground. I don't know. It was really fun, and you know, I think awesome. Just other things, you know, even more simple ones like CTF and you know FFAs. It's not really built to be a really big complicated map, mm-hmm. but you know, yeah. I think people will warm up to it.
Crazy King, man. Crazy King FFA and also Team Crazy King, for that matter. Because the King of the Hill, the hill moving around, to where if it gets on the top, you have these little cubby holes that you can hide in, that you're still inside the hill. But then you're really vulnerable if someone comes up next to you. So it makes kind of an interesting layer on the whole thing. And Low Hill was really fun on that as well. So that was great on that. We got 16 people with Low Hill, dude. I mean,
yeah, that must be... chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, the only time we could get 16 people on Low Hill before was Ascension, and that was a little too crazy because the hill area, the dish, was a little too big.
It was too open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just caused where you're constantly getting shot from every direction. You have no cover at all. You're just in the center of this dish. So with this, you actually have a little bit of cover. You can back against the corner on the pylons that hold up the center area. So there's a little more to it. You know, it's still really chaotic, but there's more to it than it would be in Ascension. So that is a great game for that map.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the two cheat is next.
Yeah.
I'll take that one. The two cheat, he says, while slightly different than their Halo 1 incarnations, Tombstone and Desolation own. What's the red lift on Desolation? If you place it just right, you can land smack dab on top of the overshield. Blah, blah. Anyway, the lifts on Tombstone make sense. I mean, they have to scrunch things together a little bit to fit everything. So, it's either lifts or ramps that stick out so bad you can trip over them. Desolation seems more fun now. The lifts add a fun new element to the maps, as well as a bit of target practice. Just grab all the grenades littered around the top and spam away. Yeah, I found that you can... Oh my god. I mean, that was like a grenade rain shower.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, they definitely make you resort to grenade tossing, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, Tombstone has plenty of cover. Unless you're playing with 15 others, then Chief starts getting a bit overexposed. Desolation is pretty open, too. So, always watch your back. Yeah, Desolation, I mean, I was playing with Lord Hobo and Logan Payne, and it was like a grenade practice.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you're not used to using them grenades, you're definitely going to learn with Desolation.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, the two cheat.
All right, well, we got one from Burr. who says, it's cold in here. Tombstone, the map everyone has been waiting for. I think compared to the original, it's a little cluttered. Hang'em High has this huge space in the middle, so you could snipe and shoot rockets through. And the middle on the ground was a little more open. If anything is wrong with this map, that's it. I love Desolation, one of the best maps in my opinion. It's funny how people vary so much in their opinions between these. Here's something cool. You can have vehicles in Desolation. Try it. They even get launched up on up top by the gravity lifts. Much fun. Good job with the podcast and keep on fragging trucks. Yeah, man, I haven't tried that. I mean, we got the vehicles on there, but they didn't last long because grenades and everything else. But that sounds pretty cool what you were talking about, Dweezil, earlier.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it's really a plasma pistols. You can't really blow up the cars. You just see them, like, making laps around the bottom, flying in the air, and making laps around the top. I mean, it's nuts. And you'll get, every once in a while, you'd have, like, opposing warthogs up top, and you know there's only enough room for, like, one, barely, to fit up there. So they'll go the opposite way and just, like, wham, right into each other. Everything blows up, about 10 people die. And it's really fun.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
All right, who's up?
Okay, I'll get Smarmy. Smarmy, that guy says, overall, I think... Yeah, great name. Overall, I think the new maps are amazing. Desolation is exactly what I think Warlock was supposed to be. That's interesting. And
so
what more can be said about Tombstone than about time? I got to play some customs the day they came out, and I really enjoyed Capture the Flag on Desolation. I would suggest a BR start rather than SMG, though. Tombstone is a great Slayer map, but I'm a little worried about just how much strategy is going to be needed for objective games. And what is with all the overshields? But it is good to see the architecture of Hang'em High actually make sense. I can't wait for these to get into matchmaking. That will be the real test of just how well they were designed. Yeah, he's definitely got some good points there. I think about Tombstone, you know, we were playing some of the objective games last night, and it's certainly there certainly is some strategy involved. Like, the easy way to get the flag from one base to the other is just walk across that gangway or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But you're also a big-time target up there, too. So if anybody sees you, you're toast.
Right, but you're far enough away they have to lead their BR shots, so, and they may not do as much damage because of the distance. So it's still a help in that sense.
Right.
But you got to make sure to drop your either drop the flag down if you're far enough, or I mean, it's tough to judge, you know, what you're going to do with the flag if you're about to die. Depends on, you know, if you're close to the base, you don't want to leave it there because then they can defend it easily. If you're far enough away, you want to bounce it down so you can get it far closer to your base, and it's problematic sometimes. But then sometimes they'll just throw it right off the top of the base and just get it as far as, because they're about to die, and then they'll just let it bounce and get it a little bit farther so someone can grab it at the bottom. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, both those times I captured the flag, nobody touched me. Really weird.
Dude, I went through a whole clip trying to blow someone away with a BR from the ground at the top of those ramps. I had trouble. I think it's because of the distance and having to lead the shot. It makes it really tough to you know, you can't just get a four-shot kill on that, so. Yeah, I think it's actually a really good tactic to take it up in the upper level there. So who's next?
I'll take least deaths. He says, first off, my opinions are swayed by the originals. I didn't like Derelict, which is the name of the original, and I loved Hang'em High. Yeah, there you go. So with that in mind, I don't like Desolation and love Tombstone. Desolation seems like a poor copy of the original. It's boring. Monkey noises do not make the level exciting.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I don't know. I beg to differ there.
I think it makes it amazing.
Yeah, that went from zero to hero. My
yeah.
I love monkey noises.
The very basic scenery just isn't what I expected, and the weapon choices are one step above a yawn and Slayer. I think the most exciting thing visually on the map is the base markers in the sky, which I totally agree with. Now Tombstone was obviously worked on more. The weapon placement is fantastic. Snipe and sword right next to each other, but you're out in the open asking and get BR'd. Shotguns galore, and the more and much forgotten about needlers for the pink fury from across the level fans. The look of the level from any point just screams battleground. Now a huge complaint I have about this level is the sound. Can we please get someone on board that thinks it's a horrible idea to steal the sound from burial mounds? How did this pass as okay? Don't get me wrong, on burial mounds it's great, but don't just steal the same sound file and change or charge me for it. Although it's only $4, I still paid for something new. I think this is so much of a bad idea. I hope there's a patch in the works to change it to a new sound file. You could at least put elephant sounds in the mount.
Right.
They're all around. I didn't even notice, actually, that it was the same as...
Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
Real mounds, I didn't know.
I mean, I was busy playing.
Yeah, exactly.
What? But, I mean, I know you can hear crane noises as well, so that kind of... I mean, if you're near it, you can hear it.
Well, one thing we're all... I mean, let's face it, you know. Halo's approaching year 3. So it's an old game, and next generation is already here. You know, graphic, sound, everything. But we're used to a certain, certain graphics and certain, you know, variety in our games nowadays, mm-hmm. And Halo 2. Who knows how long he's played Halo 2? So I mean, yeah, you paid for something new. It's $2 for each map, but you know how much new, you know how many features and sound bites and stuff. I mean, that's a little picky.
I mean, yeah, if it's fun, then that's what counts, agree. You know? That's what mm-hmm. it used to be in old-school games. I mean, did you look at Galaga and say that, you know, the sound is off from what it should have been? No, you just...
I have seen this enemy before. This is unoriginal,
I'm not putting my quarter in there.
They're all flying at me. They're all the same. What's going
what?
On?
Second level's almost the same as the first, but more guys. What? This is bullcrap. No, man.
It's the same amount of stars in this space.
If it's fun, you play it. And that's what it should be with video games. You know, it shouldn't be like... Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate that they have a huge production value, and I definitely appreciate the graphics and sound that go into it. You know, being a graphic designer myself. Yeah. Definitely. But, I mean, ultimately, video games are about how much fun it is. You know, and you know, sometimes about, you know, the story and other things, too. But graphics are like... And sound are a supporting factor. You know, not the end all be all by all means, and I think hopefully exactly. we can get away with that, get away from that in the long run, so that we can get back to games being fun. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean,
I think it's one thing to point it out, another thing to say I hope there's a patch in the works to change it.
Like, yeah.
I don't see that much of a demand for it, and really, if you're playing the game, you're going to be hearing, you know, shots from your BR and. You know, various other noises to where you shouldn't be on your mind too much, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I could just picture him like, Jesus, I hear that monkey again in my head.
I know. He really didn't like the monkey noise either. This guy's got his volume turned up really
high. The monkey!
The toucan is killing me!
Hey, monkey! Okay.
I think you're up, Jimmy B.
All right. Joe Daddy 1138. He says, first off, it's a fresh addition to Halo 2, offering something new for the time being. So far, I've enjoyed several custom matches with the Potacular Gang. Here's my first impression. Both maps to be well balanced, with Tombstone my favorite. This map works well with Capture the Flag, Big Team, Slayer, Zombies, and so on. I haven't tried Zombies, but I could imagine it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
We played, sorry to interrupt, we played Zombie Survival on Tombstone, and it was really good. The thing is that if you get swarmed by zombies, it's really tough, no matter what weapon you have, you know, because you really got to be able to... unless you have a BR, you know, in which case you're going to run out of ammo eventually. So it's tough, man. Zombie survival, yeah. Like, you're trying to, like, hold a base, and then they come around a corner by the edge of the base, and then you're like, and there's, like, five of them there, and you're trying to take them all out. I had a shotgun.
There's all those...
Mommy!
Yeah, there's all those rocks there, too, that they could just, you know, dodge behind, and mm-hmm. all those back tunnels, so, yeah, totally.
Yeah, so he also goes, large team battles rock in this map, with plenty of cover, but no perfect place to hide. High ground offers an advantage here. But the starting BR for most game types evens the score. This is a great sniper map with any size group. Desolation is well suited for fast-paced Slayer matches. And believe it or not, this map rocks for Tower of Power matches. Thanks, Fumo. Look at that, you were just talking about that. Two turrets on each side, both are out of reach of one another, offering excellent team play for this type of custom. And one of my favorite balanced game types, Lowball Hill, recommended by Fumo Jive, works wonderfully in this map. Maybe better than other maps due to the two level setup. Team members seem to rain down from above, and bam, you're dead. Needless to say, I'm very excited with the new additions, and look forward to killing you soon. Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Can't wait.
Nice.
Oh, man.
The ninja appears.
Bam! Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe Daddy. Absolutely. I mean, as I'm reading more about Desolation, I mean, yes, my initial impression was that it was quite dull and, you know, very limited to the amount of games you can play on it. But, of course, there's custom games and stuff, so, yeah, I mean, I'm changing my thoughts on it, you know.
It works really good for specific game types. For Low Hill, for so far, I mean, we found Low Hill, Crazy King, FFA especially, and also Team King for that matter, and for Double Tower Power. I mean, it's great for those. I mean, for Low Hill, it's the best Low Hill map ever. I mean, Beaver Creek used to be the best, but the thing is with that is its limit of 4 to 5 people. If you have more than 5 people in... What we mean by Low Hill, by the way, is it's minimum King of the Hill. So the scoring is set to minimum, so everybody has to have a minute if it's set in a minute for your team to win. Well, it works great on this map in particular because you can fit more people in there. It's a bigger map. And also because you have cover once you're inside the hill, you can put your back against one of the pylons. So, I mean, it's just... This map is great for that, and for the moving hill, it's fantastic. So, I mean, definitely, you know, I can understand where people are coming from. How there's a lot of open areas. It's relatively small. It's not a whole lot of architecture in the context of what we're used to. But you know, once you get certain game types in there that are work best on this map, then it becomes a wonder. So, all right.
Arsham.
Let's do one or two more and wrap it up here.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, why don't I take Jurassic DL3, who said, to start, I played the original maps on Halo, and the new ones are better than the original. For Desolation, I like how they removed the teleporters and added the ramps and lifts. I also liked how they added the two bases on each side that were never there before. Before in Halo, it was on a spaceship, like midship, and now it's in a forest. The last thing about Desolation is that you can use vehicles there, of course. On Tombstone, it was in a building, and now it's like a factory on Earth. I like how weapons are placed, and I like how the default weapons are a BR and SMG. I like how the bases are arranged, and how there's a room with a soda machine. Lastly, I like how there's a...
Soda. I love soda.
I like soda. I like how there's bomb boxes on the map. What's that? Oh, those... The boxes that are there, the utility boxes, I guess they say bomb on it or
utility.
Something.
Utility.
Cool.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's really strange how, from one person to the next, you know, some person will be like, I really hate the weapon placement, I really hate the what weapons are on there, and another person will be like, man, I love it, couldn't have been better.
Yeah, it is
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely, I mean, you know, individuals love it and
yeah.
Different things.
Very much so.
Very subjective.
Oh, I do agree with him in that I like how they changed just, you know, more than just the level itself, but like where the level's located. I really like that whole jungle feel. And, you know, they did that with Warlock too when they remade it. You know, they just add all this kind of old, broken down. It makes it look a lot more real than these very, you know, stone corners that they had in the original Halo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, it's funny because, like I said earlier, you know, with the automatic kills, you know, like falling to your death and stuff while trying to cheat. It's kind of like a preview of how they're designing their maps, you know, to balance things out with certain game types in mind. You know, before in other games, you'd play a map and it'd be too lopsided. Now, it seems like these two new maps were designed with certain game types in mind, and it's, you know, playing in favor to certain game types, and it works. Even though, I mean, you know, there's all kind of customization with Halo 2, but, yeah, each map, you know, Desolation and Tombstone, you know, it's pretty much everybody's echoing the same things with, you know, with certain game types for each map. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see that type of design in Halo 3, you know, where you're going to have your Slayer maps, you're going to have your flag match maps, and then you're going to have maps that are kind of, you know, open to every game type that you can think of. And I think Tombstone falls into that category.
Yep. Well, yeah, let's... before we wrap it up, there's a couple more things that we didn't mention specifically. One of them is the Easter egg in Tombstone, which is the Halo 1 pistol, which is actually like leaning against a box, like behind one of the grates in the lower level by the sewer there, which is pretty interesting. Did you guys happen to see that video by chance? Anybody?
No, I didn't.
I checked it out.
Cool. Now, what was it? You couldn't use it, right?
Well, if you got a modded Xbox, you can get in there and pick it up. But apparently, I've seen a video where, or actually, photos of someone holding it, but you can't actually fire it even if you're modding. So,
okay.
You know, I'm kind of glad. I don't want to see someone, you know, somehow get in there and actually use the Halo 1 pistol in competitive matches or anything.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that's a good way to find out who's a modder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got this dumb pistol they're screaming at, like,
what
like
the hell?
It's like a mouse trap, you know? Ah, you bit the cheese. Set lies.
Now you can't even fire. Sucks to be you.
Yeah, right.
They said they updated the Bane Hammer, and maybe that's it. They just put the pistol on the map, and there you go.
Exactly.
Pick up the pistol, and you're gone.
Pick up the pistol. I dare you.
I picked it up. Boom.
That's the last you hear of
him. Nice.
Bam. That's all you're going to hear. Bam. You've been banned.
Exactly, man. So, yeah, there's a couple glitches that have been found on there. There was also, let's see here, there was the... one thing about Desolation is that the lifts, you can use them in any direction. Like, for instance, you can go towards the center, or you can go towards the outer directions. And it kind of seems like that's very much how the man cannon is supposed to be eventually in Halo 3. So it's kind of a taste of things to come on that. So it should be pretty
cool. Yeah, you can travel, obviously, you know, where they're directed towards. You can travel a little further going towards the outer rings than you would going to the middle platform. But yeah, it is possible to go and jump two different directions. Because I accidentally did it. Wow, I'm leaped.
Ah. Hey, what did you guys think of the new lift on Tombstone? As far as, like, instead of the ramp, there? Having the lift there that goes to the ramp? I think it's
I thought it was good.
Do you think it's an improvement over the way the ramp was before?
Yeah, that ramp was like, oh man, that was bad. Oh, I mean, part of that's just with, you know, the three-shot headshot pistol on the original Halo, but I mean, you'd still have that problem, I guess, today with a bunch of people firing at you with the BR, but it was just, you know, Death Alley, and if you went down there, then you're not going to die. So I think the airlift's definitely a big improvement. Plus, there's that sort of... slanted ceiling at the top of it that bounces you over, and that also kind of gives an element of cover as well from the rest of the level when you go up it. So I like it.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was very smart for them to offer so many different ways to get to both bases, including adding that lift instead of the ramp. I thought it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, man, a good way to spend a little bit of money, $4.
Yeah.
The only problem I saw was there was certain people who didn't have it last night, which was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah. You know, they got to leave. But, hey, you know, eventually they will join the dark side.
Join us.
Do it.
It's fun. Nice.
And we will enjoy the maps.
So there was another...
Listen to our monkey noises.
You will succumb to the monkey noises. So there's one thing that was...
Where is that monkey?
Sorry about that.
So there's one thing that was a major glitch that people found right away in the very first day that the map came out. There are certain areas on Tombstone that you can go into that you are invulnerable to enemy fire, but you can fire back. Mm-hmm. There's like an invisible wall that you can shoot through. It's almost like a shield wall in Halo 3.
Yes.
There are certain parts. Okay, right in front of one of the bases, I don't remember which. Is it? Anybody remember which one? I don't know. Anyway, it's one of the.
I don't remember.
One of the bases, you can get right on the side of the bottom door, the very bottom level, where you climb up that long ramp. Just to the side of that, where there's like a cubby hole there, you can go right around the corner, you can hide in that corner, and then if someone tries to shoot at you, the shots will actually bounce off an invisible wall right in front of you. But you can shoot back right at them, which is really bizarre. And there's also another thing, right where that airlifter we were just talking about, right where that is, if you stand... if you go up the ramp a little bit and then jump to the left, there's like the top of a part of that base right there. If you stand right on that roof towards the edge of it, it's the same thing. People can shoot and it'll bounce right off an invisible wall. Try that out. I mean, it's going to be used in matchmaking whether you like it or not. So you might as well use it to to your advantage.
I wonder if they're going to come out with anything to eliminate that.
Yeah.
I really hope so because... I mean, people are starting to give Halo 2 a second chance now that the two maps are out.
Yeah.
And, you know, this would just, you know, bring back bad memories of modders and cheaters. So maybe with the new, when they eliminate the ranks and all that stuff. I don't know. Who knows? Hopefully.
Yeah.
We can only wait and see.
Yeah.
It's a really strange glitch, too, because it's not like where you have to go outside of the map or do anything. It's just there in the map, like in the middle of the map. And I don't know. I really hope that they fix that. I would imagine they would just because it alters the game so much to where, I don't know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're invincible,
Yeah.
It's not like you're super bouncing. And, I mean, at least super bouncing, you can still get killed while you're doing it.
Right.
Or, you know, you jump to a certain level and that's about it. But this one, I mean, you know, you could pretty much stay there. I wonder if somebody else can jump in there while you're there and just eliminate you and it becomes a game of...
I think you can.
Get
you
into the chopper.
In there.
Yeah.
The problem is getting in there. I mean, if someone's firing it and you can't fire back, you know, it makes it difficult to get in there.
Well, I mean, even like say there's like a flag match and you're... steal someone's flag in there, you know, trying to BR you down from across the map, and you just duck in this hole and get your shields back and then pop back out. I mean, it's kind of...
But I wonder how easy it is to do.
Huge.
I mean, is it...
No, it's easy. I watched the video.
Okay.
You just walk in. It's not... I mean, you can't even tell the wall's there. You just, like, walk up. It's part of the map. It's really weird.
Yeah. Well, at least everybody will be able to do that. You know, it's not like...
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you have to do anything special, to like some special button combo or a special jump at a certain spot or anything like that. You can do it in one shot easily, so at least there's that. You know, maybe there's going to be some tactics to counter that, you know, eventually. But apparently it's only from certain angles that you can't hit the person, though, which is good.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, we'll see.
Something to know about. All right, well, before we wrap it up, we got a new segment here coming from Riz Peblo. It's Xbox Live Arcade Reviews from the Podtacular community, so check it out.
Take your face, All right, what's up, guys? This is Riz Pablo, and I'm here to talk about the new XBL arcade games that came out this week. There's actually two that came out this week, the first one being Gyrus, I believe that's how you pronounce it, and 3D Ultra Mini Golf. All right, so this week I wasn't able to purchase either of the arcade games, but I did download both the trial games. Speaking of purchases, Gyrus is going to cost you 400 Microsoft points, while 3D Ultra Mini Golf is going to cost you 800. First of all, I'd like to talk about Gyrus for a little bit. Gyrus is a lot like Galaga. It's instead of your ship being at the bottom of the screen, it's actually in a circle, like around the screen. So the best way to think about this game is like a whirlpool or a vortex, and you're on the edge of that vortex, and the ships are coming out of it, and you got to shoot them while they're coming out of it. All right, so one of the cool differences about this in Galaga is that this game has weapon upgrades. You can pick up like double lasers, and in the trial game, that was the only one that was available. It's a lot like Galaga because there's two stages, and every two stages, there's a challenge stage or a chance stage where you can earn extra points. I guess they looked at the Galaga's achievements, and they realized that they were extremely easy. You could get those achievements in 1 hour, get all 200 achievements. So they looked at that, and they improved on it a lot. These achievements, I looked at them, and they looked to be a lot harder. All right, so I don't really like Gyrus that much. It doesn't really add anything new. I don't think it's worth the buy. Maybe if you're like a really, really huge Galaga fan that you'd like this game, but then again, I'm a really huge Galaga fan, and I don't like this game. So on to our next game, which is 3D Ultra Mini Golf. Like I said, it's going to cost you 800 points. The developer is Wanako Studios, and the publisher is Sierra Online. The achievements look pretty mediocre. I don't think you'll be getting all of them. You're going to have to actually work for them. The cool thing about this game is they actually have a map editor, so you can, you know, go in and make your own golf courses. All right, wait, hang on. Let me back up a bit. Talk about the game itself. So it's putt-putt. You putt the ball by, well, you can choose a different way. I didn't look at them all, but the one I choose is you hold down the A button, and then the gauge goes up, and until you get to the desired power, when you get to the desired power, you let go. And of course, there are traps along the way, such as gopher holes and snakes that like take your ball and throw them somewhere. There's also some cool things on the golf course. I saw like in a screenshot, there's like a loop-de-loop that you hit the ball through. And they did some pretty innovative things with this game. Like in the trial version, the third level was actually on a planet. So like what I did, and I had a really good time with this was actually really fun. I hit the ball like hard enough so it would go off the ground, and then it would just spin around the planet for a couple seconds, and that was really cool. That might actually just be worth the trial download in and of itself, just to watch the ball do that, because that was that was pretty cool. Alright, so there are a couple things wrong with this game. In the trial version, at least, the AI was really, really difficult. I couldn't find a way to beat it. Another thing, the camera is really bad. I'm trying to putt, and then I'm trying to move the camera around this huge guy that's in front of the screen to see where I'm putting to, where the flag is, because it's definitely not going to tell you where that hole actually is. It's just going to put a flag on the screen. It doesn't give you a HUD or anything to tell you where it is. So I'm trying to look around this the golfer. And while I'm doing that, so I see the flag, and I'm positioning myself to hit the ball over there, and then the camera starts moving up. So it's a constant battle with this camera. So you're moving the camera around with the left analog stick, and you're moving the guy around with the right analog stick, and it's not pretty. I don't know why the developers made it so, like, while you're trying to putt, you're they're gonna make you look at the guy's head. I don't want to look at the guy's head. I want to putt the ball. What is that? So this game, it seems like it's pretty good for kids, since it's so easy to putt. But then again, that's a drawback for us grown-ups. Because you see, all you do is hold down the A button, lift up the gauge, and then let go. And then you're on your way to getting it in the hole. And there's really no way to know how hard you're hitting it. I mean, at least in Wii Golf, which is one of the worst golf games ever, it told you where exactly on the gauge you needed to aim for. But this is all nuts, and balls are always bouncing everywhere. And that's another thing. That's why, another reason why the AI is so hard. It's kind of like in Worms, how the AI is so extremely difficult because it can calculate perfectly where, how high the gun needs to be and how hard it needs to shoot the gun. In this game, it knows how hard, where exactly it needs to point and how hard it needs to hit it. And you have no idea what you're doing. So some of the cool things about this game, like the map editor and multiplayer, I didn't get to use because it was the trial version. So that might be some redeeming qualities about this game that I didn't get to try. Right now, as of now, without trying those, I would definitely say don't buy this game. It's too easy and at the same time too hard to putt the ball. The camera is really bad. It's makes it really difficult to putt the ball. But I would say download the trial version because you got nothing to lose and you get to play that really cool space level. Alright, this is Riz Pablo signing out. See you guys next week.
Sweet, thanks, Riz. That was a good review, man. And Riz is going to try to do those each week on the new Xbox Live Arcade releases, so look forward to that in the future. JB, why don't you wrap it up for us, man?
Alrighty. I will do it. My name is JBB in the place to... Oh, sorry about that. Alright.
Nice.
Alright. Wiki. Alright.
Jam on it.
Jim on it. Come on. I know you remember that one, Fumo Jeff.
Yeah.
Alright, so Halo 3 Beta Context extended 1 week. If you want a free copy of Crackdown and access to the Halo 3 Beta, we got a way for you to get in. Just call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and imitate 3 jokes from Podtacular in your best fake voices of the people that said it. Next week, we'll draw a winner. And from all the people, we'll draw a winner from all the people that called and did 3 jokes. If you win, we'll mention your gamer tag on the show, and you can email us your information. Yeah, come on.
It
is coming out the 16th. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be looking at us playing, having fun, and you're sitting there crying, you know, in front of your bed.
Crying in your Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, quickly, Shanjaya has been eliminated from American Idol.
Shanjaya update from Podtacular.
Breaking
news. Sweet.
Before we forget, our weekly Shanjaya update.
Oh, boy. What a character.
Yeah, right, so send your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, guys. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Collins show.
Also, be sure to check out podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
Absolutely, and thanks to all the people that contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show, and reviewing us on iTunes. Couldn't do it without you guys, and big ups to Captain Crunk as usual. For the work he does at Podtacular.com and Dialpex and the rest of the guys who help run the websites and the forums. You know, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, guys. And awesome. Hey, shout out and thanks to Laird, who recently donated $50 to Podtacular to help out with
Laird.
The thanks, buddy.
Oh man.
Appreciate it, dude.
Ooh, nice.
Big help.
Yeah, wow.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network as well. GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, and the video game show at GamerCastNetwork.com. Some good shows, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and our very own Fumo Jai was guest host in episode 26 of Uncle Gamer Radio, and as they discussed the apparent overhyping of Halo 2. You know, it's a definite... For particular members, it's definitely a show you want to listen to.
Yeah. Well, hey, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JBB.
This is Dweezil.
And I am Chucky J.
And tell us real quick, both of you guys, the sites are how to get to what you're working on for, it's different for each of you. One's a site, one's a directions. So, Dweezil, Tell us again about where you're at and where they can find more info about what you're doing.
You can find our community at tideleader.com, and from there you can follow the links to the blog, to our charity foundation we have set up, our store, and our forums. And, you know, we encourage anyone to drop by our forums and become one of our allies and, you know, just talk about anything and game with us.
Cool.
Awesome. Awesome. And you, Mr. Chucky J?
Yes, Mr. JVB. I'm a Podtacular member. Have been for quite a while now. But I'm leading the Godtacular Bible study on Monday nights, and we'd love for you all to check it out. And you can find out more about it on the Podtacular forums.
All right. All right. Once again, you guys are doing an absolutely awesome job with that. So,
yeah.
Proud all of right. you guys.
Thanks well, a
keep,
lot.
Keep all on right. frying trucks.
Keep on dwizzling. Stop.
Keep on
whistling stuff.
It's not a good idea. It's not very safe. No.
Yeah. Suggest you hold back on the dwizzling. Could be dangerous.
Hold back. Hold back.
Look out. You're he's dwizzling.
Consult your parents.
What does that even mean?
Dwizzle alert. Dwizzle alert.
Yeah, man. And all make right. sure you add cheese to your baked ziti. It is cheese. Phenomenal.
What?
It's why better with you, cheese. Fumo
Jive. Fumo Jive is the chef of the future.
Nice.
He actually invented how'd you come pants. Up with that?
We're in the red
he invented umbrellas for when it rains.
In the future, everyone will carry umbrellas when it rains. I can see it now.
It's raining. Don't worry.
I will be known as Tilt.
There's only one thing left to say.
Okay.
You had to gargle some salt water first, and
I guess so, man.
Drink some honey.
He's like me.
Oh, by the way, if you run into any of them that are stupid, or feel free to skip them, or if they're taking too long, then just and you want to just read part of them, whatever.
Yeah, or if you just want to scream out, "This is stupid," you can do that.
I didn't know we had that option, man. I'm definitely going to exercise that.
This is stupid!
Oh. Start one word into it. Sup, guys? That sounds stupid. Next one.
Next.
He said sup. That's just wrong.
How many times you got to
the hell is sup? That supposed to mean? Why isn't this guy a proper grammar?
What are you combining two words now? What is this? Charlie.
Alpha.
Beta.
Epsilon.
He's incommunicado.
Foxtrot. Echo. Golf.
Hawaii 50.
Lima.
Bumblebee tuna.
Dude, it figures like right at the right moment when we're about to start, it just totally freaks out.
Oh man.
Chuck was like saying his lines like,
I did. I already said it.
He's like, man, that was great, right guys?
I guess they're not going to talk, so I guess I should just go on. Yeah. Probably halfway through the whole show.
Halfway through, like, welcome to Pawtacular. Like, I'm Chucky. Start now.
I'm Chucky J. I'll be your host for the day.
Yeah, it looks like no one else is here, so I'm just going to keep going.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully this is being recorded somehow.
GamerCastNetwork.com